Welcome to this summary edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is October 8, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. Cryptocurrency donations to politicians legal in Japan, says Internal Affairs Minister. West Virginia's blockchain voting pilot may have been breached by a student. Bitcoin startup Casa updates Lightning nodes after shipping 2,000 in year one. EU Finance Commissioner vows new rules on crypto, Libra stablecoin. Hong Kong Securities Watchdog issues rules on funds investing in crypto. Casa releases new version of its Bitcoin full node Casa Node 2. Bitcoin Core Dev, anti-51% attack measures always imply centralization. Telegram finally confirms it's behind Ton blockchain. Tiny $217 options trade on Bitcoin blockchain could be Wall Street's death knell. Bitcoin eyes $8,500 hurdle after biggest single day price gain in 5 weeks. Foreign exchange giant CLS admits, no, we don't need a blockchain for that. Bitcoin's dropping Lightning capacity might not be a bad thing. China Merchants Bank's latest crypto partnership includes STO investment. The silver lining in Block One's SEC slap on the wrist. State-owned French bank joins Bitcoin startup's $8 million Series A. That's all for today. If you want to listen to the detailed news, you can select the next episode of our podcast. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.